You're listening to the Teach Better Talk podcast, featuring expert educators eager to share progressive tactics to reach more students. Teach Better Talk is created by teachers and fueled by passion. Let's get started.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 141 of Teach Better Talk. I'm Ray Hewart. And as always, I am with my gallon-drinking friend, Jeff Gargas. That's funny because we talked about it in this episode, and you didn't think I was going to use it, and I totally did.
I love it because Mark said a joke at the end of the, like, when we were done recording and just chatting, and then I was like, she's going to see it. Yep, she's going to, she just did it. Yep, okay.
Yep.
Yeah, that's funny.
Guys, let's talk about this really quick before we get into the episode. Jeff Gargas.
Oh, you gave it away. You had an opportunity there to make them listen to the entire episode to get it, and you gave it away.
Okay, there's way more that we talk about. I'm just saying this gallon of water thing makes me need to, like, pee. I'm just saying.
Well, look at that. We didn't even have to get, like, what, 2 minutes in before Ray said peace. This is great.
This is the most absurd episode. Our guest is the coolest guy ever, and Jeff Gargas ruins the whole episode.
How do I ruin the episode? He brings it up, and then I'm pretty sure you ruin the episode with your pee talk. But hey, so listen, if this this is giving you a little look into how much fun we had this episode, but I want to make sure that everyone listen that you understand that also, like, there's some ridiculous value in this episode, so don't be turned off. But it does get really fun and kind of hilarious at the very end, so make sure you listen through that as well. So good there. So
this is the problem when we do stuff with the guests all the way through, and then we record the intro at the end. Because we're, like, giggling about the episode and they haven't heard it yet. So, sorry.
No, so you're going to have to listen through to figure out why we're laughing so much. Yeah, it was a fun episode. Before we get into that, though, because it really was a great episode, Ray, we just had a brand new course come out over at teachbetteracademy.com that we're super psyched about, that's getting super awesome responses so far. And it was led by you. And so. Can you give us the, hey, I created the course, so I know what it's about, summary of, like, what to expect in our new, brand new retakes course over at Teach Better Academy?
Absolutely. I mean, I feel like this was a long time coming. We have done support for teachers trying to figure out their retake procedures. I feel like for years, like for a long time, this is one of the first few things that we started talking about. I mean, when I joined the team, this was like something I always shared out. So I feel like this course is something our audience has asked for and asked for and asked for. And while we've done, you know, like, sessions in our private group about it, we have, like, the free downloads on our website. It really, we've never, like, had it where it's all in one spot and everyone can get the resources and take a deep dive into these policies and then also create their own ever. So it was totally, like, finally the time. It only took till 2020, people. But we are releasing, or we have released, our retakes course, which is exciting because it's all about how to create your own retake policy, no matter what classroom you're in, kindergarten through high school through, I mean, hey, you could use it in higher ed. I did when I was an adjunct at ISU. And it's just a great opportunity to dive into the way that you can make retakes manageable for you as the teacher. Ensure that students are really focusing on mastery and going throughout the process with fidelity, and also ensuring that, you know, they take ownership over each step of the process. There's a lot of examples. There's a lot of opportunities for you to kind of reevaluate what you're comfortable with as a teacher and what you can offer right off the bat. So I was just, like, so excited to have done this course and glad that it's finally out, because teachers have continuously been working through this, and I'm thrilled that we're able to provide just a little bit more support in this area.
Yeah, and it really has been a super, like, common theme and question we get asked a lot. So yeah, I was really excited. You kind of alluded to it. It's kind of strange that it took this long to do it. One of the very first, like, bigger pieces of content that you actually created as part of our team was when we put out, like, your retake policy. which is a free download over at the website. And so, yeah, it's really shocking that we did do this because the way you handle your retakes in your classroom, the way we've helped other teachers do it, is such a cool way of making it not only effective, but also manageable, which I think is the biggest piece. So super excited about the course. So that's over at teachbetteracademy.com, as you know. And we also have, you know, while you're over there, you might want to take a look at the Teach Better Academy membership. For $9 a month, you get everything we have, and just like all of our courses, money back guaranteed, all that type of stuff. So super cool. This one has Ray in it, so you get a little bit extra Ray time, which is always a good thing. So flipping to this episode, we already alluded to it a little bit. I'm already laughing again because I'm just thinking about how much fun we had. Super fun episode, but also super, super valuable episode. So Mark Heller, he is the principal of Plano Middle School in Plano, Illinois. He also serves as the vice president of AIMS, the Association of Illinois Middle Grade Schools, which, Ray, you are part of, our good friends over at aimsnetwork.org. Something really cool that I'm not going to touch on, but really, really awesome, is all the different roles that Mark has played at this school. Is you're not even going to believe it. It's so cool. It's such a cool history that he has it with it. Yeah, really, he really does. Super, so cool way to do it. I love Mark's, I mean, we've known Mark for a while. We've done some work with Mark. He is such a fantastic leader. I can't remember if you said this during the episode or if you and I were talking about it, but you said something along the lines of, like, you feel like Mark knows everyone, everyone knows Mark, and all these people, like, all these awesome people work for Mark. And it's it alludes to the fact that he's such an awesome leader that when people get there, they don't want to leave. They want to continue working with him. They want to continue grow. He picks them up, puts them up so high, and does some really cool things. And they're doing some great work in their school, which is leading to great work in the district. And we have a lot of fun. There's just so much value in this episode. Ray, anything you want anyone to pull out of it?
No, just make sure you connect with them. Geez, are they doing cool stuff? And I feel like I just live vicariously through seeing what his staff is posting. And I always get new ideas every time I talk to them.
Awesome. So with that, let's get into episode 141 with Mark Heller.
Hey everyone, while we take a quick break, I just want to share with you how much I appreciate hearing from all of you about how much you're enjoying our Teach Better Talk podcast. If you're listening right now on a cell phone, make sure you take a screenshot and share it with us on social media with hashtag Teach Better. Don't forget to tag Jeff and I, because we absolutely want to be a part of your journey listening to Teach Better Talk.
All right, we are here. We are chatting with Mark Heller. Mark, it is awesome to have you on the podcast. Finally, we've been connected for a while. We've gotten to visit your awesome school. I haven't, but Chad has, and he talks about it all the time, and your amazing staff and your teachers. We were just talking about how you pretty much know everyone, and everyone seems to know you. So I'm super excited to kind of dive into this with you, learn a little bit more about your story and your personal story and stuff. Before we get too far in, how are you feeling right now?
Oh, I'm feeling incredible, Jeff. This is amazing. Can't believe that we're finally doing this.
I can't believe we're with the Mark Heller. Like, this episode, I'm so excited for whatever this turns into, Mark. I just know that between hanging out with you and being on an Illinois middle school board with you and working with the Teach Better team, like, holy cow, you are such an all-star to have on this podcast.
No, Ray, I think you and Jeff, you guys are the all-stars.
I agree. I agree with that.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So, Mark, I want our listeners, if they're not connected with you, all the amazing things you're doing in your schools, they make sure that they connect today. So tell us a little about yourself. How do you describe everything that you do? I could not wait for you to answer this first question.
That's a hard question to answer, because when I think about it, I think I introduce myself normally as a middle school principal, and you get that look of, you work with middle school kids, you know, God bless you. And I never think of it that way. I always think of this as, you know, being involved in middle schools is such a huge, important role that all the educators that do middle level education do, because there's not a bigger time in kids' lives that they change and grow so rapidly from sixth grade to seventh grade to eighth grade. Not only their learning, but also their physical development, their emotional development, the kind of people that they choose to become, and really changes so much from when you see them as a sixth grader until they leave you as an eighth grader. So I love it. It's an amazing, amazing place to be.
Yeah, it's so true that the opportunity for impact, positive impact that you have in that middle school level is just unmatched, I think, in and so important, like you say. So I love when we talk to people who are in that middle school range and can joke about it, but actually truly love what they're doing and are excited to be there because they love being a part of that kind of that stage of a student's life, and they want to have that impact. And those are the type of people we need in those positions. So super excited about that. That's awesome. So yeah. Mark, I'm excited to dive into this one with you. So one of the questions we always talk about here is talking about failure. And I know you listen to the podcast, so I know you hear me talk about this all the time, about the fact that I love talking about this. I love reflecting back and figuring out what it is that happened, how we can avoid it, what we can learn from it. So can you tell us a story about a time that you've had a failure? Kind of take us there with you. What happened? How did you overcome it? And then what did you take away from that experience?
You know, I think the reality, Jeff, you talk about the reflecting piece and how important that is. And I think about this question as you ask me, and I think, you know, really, we fail every single day. The way I look at it is, if I'm not failing on a daily basis, then I'm not pushing myself. I'm not challenging the limits hard enough. If we're not taking ourselves to that point that, hey, we've reached that point of failure, now what do we got to do to continue to grow and improve upon that? So, you know, I think failure is something that we have to experience almost on a daily basis if we're really, really taking those risks to push the limit. For me, myself, though, I can think of an individual experience where I think was really a failure that changed me. And it wasn't so much my failure as much as it was, I just didn't feel like we were doing enough. Kind of a tough story. Last year on the last day of school, while we were celebrating the last day of school and our staff was, you know, reflecting and celebrating the year, I was sitting in a expulsion hearing with some of our eighth grade students. And I just sat there thinking, this can't happen to kids. This can't be the end path of them. What can we do different to, you know, turn these types of failures around on kids and make sure that everything that we're doing is impacting every kid, no matter what the case is? And I think that was a moment that just really kind of shaped and changed the pathway that I was going to take as an administrator.
Mm, that's powerful. Yeah. And I love that was the thought that went through your head, is this can't be the end. We've got to do something. How do we change that? Because I think that's an important conversation that needs to continue to be had. So awesome. I love that. All right, I appreciate you sharing that with us. Let's flip it now. Let's talk about a successful moment. And this can be something big or something small, but tell us what happened. Why was it a success for you? And then what'd you take away from that experience?
You know, I think a success has been that change in the attitude that has come from some of that. You know, at the end of the year last summer, we just had really kind of an amazing summer of went on a canoe trip with my eighth grade daughter and up into the woods for a week long trip. And I was sitting there paddling from lake to lake and staring at the back of her shirt and seeing the shirt that on the back of it said, "Do what you love, love what you do." And after a couple of days of staring at the back of that shirt, it just really resonated with me as I love what I do. And it's, let's make sure that everybody that we're working with in our school can love what they do. And how do we do that? How do we flip that story around for people? And I think the success has been our school climate this school year has been amazing. It is, kids are succeeding, teachers are succeeding. And I think the reality to that has been to be yourself in schools. You know what it is that you're there for, know what you love to do, and just be passionate about what you're doing every single day, whether it's in the classroom, in the lunchroom, as an administrator, as a teacher, whatever it is, be yourself and make sure that all that really matters to you is the kids that are in front of you and their daily growth and development.
You know, Mark, something I've always enjoyed in speaking with you is that you not only give that answer when you're asked about a success, but you truly like eat, sleep, and breathe that mentality. Even just in your own development, you are consistently pushing your teachers and trying to give them rich experiences to learn and really model what you preach. I just think that's really exciting to see, not only from an administrator just in general, but in one that I'm able to not only like learn with, but also speak to your staff. Because I think that is so clear, and it's a great, you know, atmosphere to be around.
Yeah, and I think that's a big challenge for all of us, is to not get caught up in some of the politics of education or the test scores of education, and make sure that we're not getting caught up in those moments. But what we are getting caught up in is our students and middle level education, and where are they at on a day in and day out basis, and how do we make sure that they're learning, growing, and achieving and becoming better people, as well as providing an academic path for them.
Well, I know that you're passionate about a lot of things. You've named a ton so far, and I know middle school specifically is a special spot, not only because that's where you work, but you're also the vice president of Ames, which is an Illinois board that supports middle grade schools. So tell me, with everything going on in education, you could choose from anything. What is getting you excited right now about education? What's fueling your fire, you know, every day with the work you're doing?
I think not only the work that we're doing, but what gets me excited, what I see as well, is that whole concept of the value and importance of building strong relationships. And a lot of that work happens in our schools, right? Building relationships between staff to staff, staff and teachers to students, students to students. But I think also within our work that we do within Ames is, how do we build those relationships and connect teachers, administrators, educators across Illinois and across the country with each other? I think you've heard the saying before, but I truly believe that the best PD is right down the hallway, or the best PD is talking to other like-minded educators. Conferences and workshops are great, but really the value in conferences and workshops is who you meet, who you talk to, and the conversations that happen outside of the presentations and the reflection that happens from there. And that relationship piece just can take us so far with everything that we do.
I think that's totally true. And I love being able to see all that come to fruition. And wow. Okay, so I love asking administrators this. Jeff, I feel like I preface that every single time we have an administrator on.
I feel like I get offended when you call me an administrator.
Ooh.
No, it's a good thing. You're doing incredible things as a principal, whatever.
We're all in this together, Ray.
Okay, as the goofy guy that we're interviewing on this podcast, let's start there. I feel like I can pick on you about just as much as I can pick on Jeff. So this really adds a different dynamic to this podcast reporting.
It's dangerous.
But I want to know about the type of advice that you provide. You know, like, really, you've seen a lot of different, you know, avenues of education, whether it be attending conferences or working with teachers. And we didn't even get into, I really want to know more about like the work that you've done in your building, because I know that that story is really, really important. But before we get to all that, or maybe it's folded in within that story, what advice do you feel like teachers need to continue with this progressive mantra of, you know, reaching our students?
I think a good piece of advice to live by here, and I think we've spoken of it earlier, is to make sure that you learn to grow from your failure. And to know, you know, if you're a teacher in front of the classroom or whatever your role is in schools, to know that every day is not going to be perfect. Every class isn't going to be perfect. Every decision that we make isn't always going to be the best decision. You know, working with middle school kids, right? Talk with them all the time about, you make a mistake, you have two choices. You either learn from it or you repeat it. And the goal is always to learn from that. And I think learning to grow from your failure and learning to find what's going to make the biggest impact is the best piece of advice that I can give. Like I said earlier, if you're not failing at something, you're not trying hard enough, and you're not taking enough risks, and you're not testing the limits enough.
You know, Jeff, before we get to the sixth question that I know is, you know, going to be a big deal, Mark, would you kind of tell us about not only your role as principal in the building that you're in, but have you had any other roles in that building?
Yeah, interestingly enough, in the school that I'm at right now, I'm currently the principal, but I was the assistant principal and the athletic director before that. I was a teacher before that. And during my high school years and a little bit in college, I actually worked as a custodian in the evenings and in the summertime when we were transitioning the building that we're in from a it was a high school, then it was a YMCA, then we turned it back into a middle school. And I was working nights in high school and college, getting that building back in shape and getting it ready to open up as a middle school. And I was not a student in the building, but I was a student at Plano Middle School in a different building. So I think I've done just about everything. I've never been titled the cafeteria worker, but I've served dinner, I've served lunches too.
Wow. Like that's some cool history to just the district, the building, everything. That's really cool.
And I think it's important to play all those roles because how better do you know what everyone's really experiencing and make sure that you can keep it real for everybody.
Yeah, and that's cool, and actually plays into the question that I want to throw in. And I throw this occasionally at folks when we have people, not to peg you as an administrator, quote unquote, you know, like we said, but the fact is you are. And the other fact is that sometimes I feel there is this sort of us and them push and pull and this gap that can sometimes happen between teachers and the administration and stuff. And so I always love to sort of give those in your role an opportunity, because what I love to also share is if there was one thing that you could tell teachers about administrators, what would it be?
I think you got to know that people are in that position because they care. And deep down they care and they really want to talk and get to know and do whatever it takes to help people out. I think some administrators are probably more vocal and open about taking those ideas and taking opportunities to staff members. Some maybe sit back a little bit more and need to have the questions asked of them. But I know for sure that there's nobody that's in that role that isn't there because they truly deeply care about every staff member and every student that they're serving.
And that's the kind of answer we typically get. And that's what I love, why I love to answer it, is because I think, you know, just because of the roles and there's certain specific pieces of your role that you need to play, that sometimes it can be this divide. I think it's really important to remind everyone on all sides that we're all in this together. We're all going for the same thing. We're all trying to do what's right for kids. So, you know, hashtag principals are people too.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm looking at.
And I think Ray kind of hit on it a little bit earlier, but, you know, just to talk a little bit about our journey at Plano Middle School over the last year, you know, I feel like we've provided some amazing learning opportunities for our staff that our staff has just really taken a hold of and used to help build that relationship piece. You know, we've thrown some things at them with, you know, some student friendly teaming concepts and a real true middle level concept at our school. And they've taken a lot in a short amount of time and run with it and owned it and made it be valuable for our students. But I think the reality of that is we try to be right there with them, helping them out, living it right there with our staff members and bringing the same energy every morning to our school to try to get them fired up as well as our students.
That's awesome. And I hope you're fired up right now, because right now we're doing the next 6 questions and you got 15 seconds or less to answer each one. You ready to go?
I'm ready, Jeff. Fire away.
Wait, should we like do like a stretch or something first? This is a big moment. Are you guys ready?
You're not going to stretch, Ray. You're laid out on your couch.
No, I'm totally ready. True. I already got my Teacher Fit workout in today. I'm totally ready to go,
Jeff. Shout out to Teacher Fit. He's got it. Mark's ready. Mark's always ready to roll. We got this.
He is always ready.
All right, here we go. What is one ed tech tool you cannot live without?
You know, one ed tool I would say for me in my role is Google Calendar. But I want to throw a curveball at you, and I want to throw something that's not tech related but is huge, is this tool called the Full Focus Planner by Michael Hyatt. From an organizational standpoint, everyone should check that out.
Big Michael Hyatt fan, so I will allow that curveball. Give us a book that you're reading right now.
From a professional standpoint, I'm reading a book called Hacking Assessment. It's called Going Gradeless in a Graded School. And from a personal standpoint, I'm reading a book called Alone on the Wall. It's the Alex Honnold story, the guy from the Free Climb, Free Solo.
Who do we need to follow on Twitter or Instagram today?
Instagram. Got to follow Monica Genta, ED. Another great Instagram one is Teach, Create, Motivate.
Awesome. Two good ones there. Oh, you got a third one?
Yep. My third one would be Nick Mann on Teacher Fit 19.
Nice. Good one there. What's a good YouTube channel or website for educators?
Throw out a website one, commonsensemedia.org. Mm. A lot of media savvy and how to help kids learn how to use social media and how to use technology in a responsible manner.
Super valuable site there. Give us a daily, weekly, or monthly routine every teacher should get into.
Daily, to try to drink half of your body weight in ounces of water. So if you weigh 200 pounds, try to get about 100 ounces of water in a day. To reflect and plan on a weekly basis to know what you have coming up. And then lastly, I would say for everybody, take care of yourself, whatever that thing is that you do, whether it's reading, walking, exercising, reflecting, whatever it is, take care of yourself.
And lastly, what is the best piece of advice you've ever received?
I think one of the best pieces of advice was, don't have any expectations of others that you've not communicated to them.
Mm, that's great. Ooh, advice.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
That's powerful.
You're not set to be disappointed if you haven't clearly communicated those expectations to everybody.
That's fair. I'm still a little, I'm trying to wrap my head around the water one, but I like the advice.
Yeah, that's...
Do you follow that, Mark? Do you drink that much water a day?
Yeah, no, that's reality. It helps, I don't think I want this, I don't know. So, helps keep your muscles and your body hydrated, which keeps them soft, and they don't dry out.
Just makes you feel better, right?
Yep, makes you feel better overall.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, that is a lot of water. I'm in, but holy
you
cow,
don't,
I'm to, like,
you
do
don't
some
need
math
to drink that much. You don't weigh anything. You're fine. Right.
That's what I was thinking too, okay. Jeff.
No, but I could still like. Okay, you said half your body weight, so
I drink more than half.
I will pee every hour.
Well, yeah, that helps too. That regulates. I know this is a weird conversation, but that regulates where, like, when you first start drinking a ton like that, you do. But then as your body gets used to that, you don't have to pee as often. Yep. Where are we going with this conversation? I love it.
I need a listener to be willing to have a side conversation with me. Try to figure out. There's no way I believe you two. I need somebody else I can trust on this one. There's no way.
I can show you my gallon jug that I use.
Next time I see you, Ray, I'll provide you the resources and I'll let you see it firsthand.
He'll drink it right there in front of you.
Yeah, all of it.
Oh, all right. Well, this got onto a weird spot,
Well, not to brag to anybody, but I get to see Mark on Friday, which is a few days from when we're recording. So apparently I get to read all this water research super soon.
That's right.
I can't wait. It's awesome. Well, Mark, I think that you're a natural at podcasting. Before we get to the last question, are you interested in co-hosting Teach Bear Talk with me?
Yeah, I do a guest appearance every once in a while. We've been starting up some podcasts at our school with our students and our staff. It's been
going. How's that going? Because we talked about that. I should have brought that up, and I didn't. It's going well.
Yeah, it has been a blast. The kids that I've done have gone really well. They've enjoyed it. They've appreciated it. It's amazing how many times we get it right on the first take. I can't believe it.
Now, and you're providing insights into your world out to your community, correct? With that,
that's the goal. That's the goal. We've kind of just got started with sharing that, you know, making sure that the parents of the students that we're using are fine with that. Takes a little bit of time, but
yep, sure.
We just got started sharing those out here after the first of the year started.
I'm loving it. Ray, we may need to do like a special bonus episode where we just talk with Mark about how they've set that up and what they're doing. Maybe bring on some of the students and stuff too.
That would be cool.
Yeah, I was going to say, Mark, I know a lot of people listening are going to want to know like details, like the programs you're using, kind of how you orchestrate all that. Without going too much into it, because I do think we could do a whole other episode, would you at least tell us like what are you streaming on and what are you doing for that?
Boy, that's a good question.
Like, how are you recording it?
I'm recording it just right from my phone, to be honest with you.
You guys are using the Anchor app, I believe.
Yeah. Yep. We're using Anchor, and we're literally just sitting there at the table in my office and having conversation and recording it on my phone. I was kind of hoping one of the students that I just recorded with this week, I was kind of hinting to him, like, maybe you could become the producer of the show, kind of take it to a new, take it to a new level.
Yeah. That's cool. We're going to do that. We're going to make that happen, right? We're going to have a, maybe do a bonus episode where we just like, maybe we can bring Mark and maybe one or two of the students on and just chat about that experience. I think it'd be really cool. And yes, I'm saying that's why we're recording. So our audience will hold us accountable for that. We'll make sure it happens.
Yeah, for sure. Well, in the meantime, we want to make sure that all of our listeners can stay connected with you, Mark, continue to ask you questions, learn about all the amazing things you're doing, follow the fun that I know your teachers have a few upcoming conferences they'll be visiting and some fun stuff going on. So they want to make sure they're all connected.
Our teachers are going to be all over the place soon. We've got a group going to IdeaCon coming up here. Got a group going to the Ames Exploratory and the Ames present, a couple of presenting at the Ames Tech Workshop that's going to be held in Glen Ellen, and the Exploratory that's going to be held in West Chicago. And then just dropped some news today on our staff that we're taking a team to Dave Burgess to Pirate Con.
Oh, nice. June.
Yeah, hope to see you guys there.
We will be there.
Isn't it funny? We're going to be at all four of those events, I think.
Are you really? Great.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Well, not to mention the great work that we're doing with Chad Ostrowski right now. And
yeah, Chad gets to see you way more than any of us.
It's, implementing the grid. Yeah, really Chad will be out next week.
Oh, is he out next week? Awesome.
I think so, yeah.
Good stuff. You should get Chad on your podcast with the kids.
Oh, that would be good. Chad. Maybe that's how we'll spend lunch.
Yeah, make sure they throw him some hardball questions though. Don't let him off easy.
Sounds good. I like it. We're gonna prep for that. We're totally doing that. That's gonna be his lunch break.
Yeah,
his
that's
lunch
gonna be
break.
Awesome.
It's gonna be a student podcast.
Yes, let's do that.
Don't tell him though.
I'm not saying a word.
Well, Mark, I know that there's a lot of questions gonna be thrown your way. Would you mind sharing Twitter, Instagram, website, anything in between?
Yeah, absolutely. On Twitter and Instagram, I can be found at mheller. 2115. And then I would also have to give a shout out for, it's not for me, but I can also be found at Ames Network on Twitter. And then the website, amesnetwork.org. Go there and check out what's happening in the middle level education in Illinois.
I'm loving it. And you know, can find all the links and all the resources, everything we talked about in this episode over at teachbetter.com in the show notes. As well as all those links to connect with Mark, keep the conversation going with him. So make sure you head over to teachbetter.com for all of that. Be sure to hit subscribe so you don't miss any upcoming episodes. And if you can give us a rating and review, we'd really appreciate that as well. And let's keep taking this one step further. Think of just three of your colleagues who need to hear these amazing stories and share this podcast with them. Mark, this was awesome, man. I'm super excited about you guys popping a surprise interview on Chad next week. And I really want to get this thing figured out and bringing you and maybe a couple of your students on to talk about that journey. Super excited. This was an awesome episode. So much value. So excited for other people everyone to listen to this and learn from it. Really appreciate you coming on, having some fun with us, sharing your story, man. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you guys. Have a wonderful night.
You as well. And until next time, let's get out there and let's teach better.